Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
One of the best places to play a football game, one of the best times to play a football game on a Monday night. So, yeah, get excited about it. It's going to be a good game. We'll talk all about the ins and out of it. Did you get better from the week before? I mean, I think that's the most important thing that you'll see is, like, did they get better from last Sunday? I don't know. I would think they would.
Yeah.
Because another week and everything, other game planning.
Everybody says week one to week two, right?
It's a big jump sometimes.
There's a lot of stuff tonight that, like, I don't know. I don't think anyone just moved on from week one and made excuses or anything like that. But it also is one game, obviously, of the 17 that you'll play. But there's so much sort of baked into the idea of – or the expectation. I mean, you really only do this when your team loses week one and looks the way the Falcons looked week one in losing. But there's so much just like assumed improvement that takes place from week one to week two. And when you play the way they did against the Steelers, you kind of start turning the page and talking about that.
Yeah.
They better. Because
yeah.
If they don't, they're going to get smoked.
Yeah, dog.
They're going to get embarrassed on Monday Night Football tonight if they play like they played against the Steelers.
Andy, I agree 100%, man. And it's going to be a challenge for them, again, on the road, in a hostile environment, Monday Night Football. I mean, it's just going to be a great atmosphere, and it's going to be one of those, you know, it's the biggest product in the country. So a lot of people are going to be watching.
Oh, that's the thing about it, too.
I saw a funny tweet that Falcons don't embarrass me tonight, you know, and everything like that. But I don't think they will. I think they'll go up there, and I'm just saying it from sitting here in Atlanta in the Kia Studios. I have no clue what's going to happen tonight, but I do think that they have to be better. We know that, but they got to be remarkably better as far as game planning, adjustments to the damn game plan when it's something might not work when you want to do it, and be consistent, man. I think the consistent part of the offense has to be that they got to be able to win on first down and protect the quarterback. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, because of all the pistol they ran last week, he's going to be under center and everything like that. I'm not going to say that because I believe the pistol is what they want this offense to be more.
That's what they said.
Yep. And so I don't know how the game plan is going to be called, but Zach Robinson has to have a better day than he did on Sunday. He has to have a way better day. And so it's the whole offense. And I'm talking about, and I know everything is pointed towards Kurt, but everybody's got to play better.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line definitely got to play better. But these skill players, man, they got to get open. They got to get open and give themselves an opportunity to be able to make plays down the field.
Yeah, I mean, with the 60 minutes and really only 25 minutes of offense, but with the limited amount of offensive game that we've seen from this team, a lot of questions came up, right?
Yeah.
That's like you have like a question per minute of offense that you've watched, like 25 different questions about what you need to see from this offense from week one to week two. I don't know if it starts with Zach Robinson or Kirk Cousins, but those are one of the two places that it starts.
Right.
In terms of what you want to see tonight, you pick. Whether it's the offensive coordinator or the quarterback, it's up to you. But both of them are, you're looking closer tonight after what happened week one. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, what's the game plan going to look like? What formation are you lining up in?
That's going to be the first. That's going to be the first thing.
If you're under center and you run play action on first and 10, the first drive, it's like, all right. So where was that? But whatever you need
exactly,
to do, whatever the game plan calls for,
like,
hopefully it works.
Let's not complain.
Like, I'm not going to be mad because they do it if
right.
it works.
Right.
Whatever. Like
right.
week one,
right.
that
right.
you
right.
thought that was going to work, it didn't. Clearly, you didn't adjust during the game. Fine. It sucks. Flush it. Hopefully, you can learn from it. But you're going to be paying attention to that really closely.
Yep.
I don't know, maybe I've been like that before, but I don't remember how many times I've looked at a game like, all right, what formation are they going to be in play one?
Mm-hmm.
How often are they going to use this type of play that you know this guy excels at that they literally didn't use the first game they had him after they gave him $100 million fully guaranteed?
Right.
All right, maybe they'll use that tonight to his advantage. The reason that he got all that money, maybe they'll use that, the thing that he does best. How does he look? Does he look healthy?
Right.
Because that was the biggest narrative coming out of the game,
yeah.
not just here, nationally.
Yep.
I mean, is Kirk Cousins rusty or is he washed?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm going with rusty because you have to.
No.
Because if it ain't rusty.
If it ain't rusty.
We got a whole bigger
problem
to talk about. But again, that's the other thing you're going to be watching. How
problem.
Does he look in his dropbacks?
Yep.
Can he move? Like, there's a lot of questions that I didn't expect to be having answered, looking forward to getting answered in week two against Philadelphia.
Right.
Like, kind of basic stuff. But still, I mean, that's what it is. Like, that's what you have coming out of week one, and that's what you're going to be looking forward to tonight. If that stuff isn't better, then again, tonight's going to be tough.
It don't matter.
Tonight's going to be tough even if it is.
It's
going to
be tough because Philadelphia's a really good football team, man, who has a lot of great players, especially on offense. They got they got some disruptors on the interior. We all know about what Jalen Carter is, but Sweat can rush the passer. Yeah. The defense, the linebackers aren't the best, but they're young, and you know we know N'Kobe Dean is
there. The linebacker, they had 15 tackles last week, a couple tackles for loss. He was flying all over the place.
Secondary, you know, you got Chauncey back there, and he's a very very good football player, big play slay, opportunistic corner. But you can get plays on this secondary if you're able to protect up front, and it starts with those guys. 76 has got to bounce back in a big way today, Andy. He's got to bounce back in a major way, and if I'm them, I'm going to let him do what he does best. We're going to go forward and we're going to go right. We're going to run right. Let's just let him be able to just attack and impose his will. That's what he does best. Mm-hmm. And allow.
And he's very good at that.
And he's very good at it. And allow him. Because the thing with it is, if you allow him to do that, the play action is going to help him even more because he doesn't have to worry about the play action. It's going to work even more.
They do that?
Because he does not have to, you know, automatically just go back in the set.
Right.
You know, it'll help him out a lot more.
Establishing the run. Anyway, this is true of every single game. We understand this. But for what this offense is, for how this offensive line is built specifically on the right side, and for what the quarterback excels at, establish the run early in this game.
It'll help.
A million things are going to be possible for this offense. You're just going to be able to do so many more things than you were able to do last week. So, I mean, you got pretty good running back, right?
It's nice.
And you got a good other running back, too. You got two good running backs.
He's getting them more
carries. Yeah, maybe work him in a little bit. Maybe they wanted to. Maybe the script just kind of got screwed up last week because how hard everything was.
More than likely
it did. You know what they're going to do? I mean, as much as you're talking about trying to do stuff to get Caleb McGarry doing what he does best, they're going to attack him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they saw that tape. They're going to put a guy over there, and, you know, they're just going to leave him alone again? Great.
All right, let's go.
Here's what he can't do. Speed rush around the outside.
Get him some help.
Man's got heavy feet.
Get him some help. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to tonight's game just because I want to see the improvements from week one to week two with this football team. And I'm going to go on a limb and anticipate that it will be. I'm going to limb and say this offense.
It better be.
I mean, I don't want to go in with the mindset that it's going to be raggedy.
No, I'm not either.
Because I'm like, well, then why the hell am I going to watch the game then? You know, we might as well try to have some kind of optimism about, you know, what they're able to do. Because, I mean, they're football guys. They're smart individuals.
Yeah.
They saw what worked and what didn't work and why it didn't work.
And I also don't buy that they're as bad as they played week one.
I agree.
I just don't.
I agree.
I don't think that they are. And I think there's a lot of different factors that go into it. The interesting thing to me tonight and the next couple of weeks, the whole season really, but tonight because this is what we got, is to find out what those factors are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was it? Was it just you didn't play together? You didn't know each other? It was rusty? Oh, T.J. Watt's too good. Now, they did the same thing to Denver yesterday that they did to the Falcons week one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Falcons and Denver aren't supposed to be the same.
Right.
The Falcons are supposed to be better than them.
Mm-hmm.
They got a rookie quarterback and all that, but they didn't allow a touchdown. Bo Nix?
Yeah.
He makes bad decisions.
Yeah. Who makes worse decisions?
One makes worse decisions in 2 weeks of the NFL season than Will Levis.
You cannot. And I don't know.
No one has made worse decisions.
I don't
decisions
know his head
him.
Coach, but I'm telling you this. When a coach walks over the sideline and says that to you,
and then he said it to the media, too.
And then he said it to the media, too?
Yeah. You call your quarterback dumb in public. Yeah. It's pretty tough.
It's a dumb – because it was dumb.
It was.
Like, why?
It was.
Like, what